Wake Up Academy. The most prestigious school for a morning wake-up degree is in the Australian outback. Most birds, and any rooster serious about his profession, knows this. There is a belief among the uneducated that wake-upping is an independent occupation performed by a lone bird. At the Wake-Up Academy, one learns, a single cock a-doodling will never do. This might be missed by the sound sleeper in deep repose. Synchronizing one's craft with other professionals is essential to get the job done. Professional wake-upping begins just before the first light defines earth and sky. A few voices softly, like the first instruments to sit in symphony chairs, tune, practice, notes and scales, more join, until the sun taps its wand of light on the rim of horizon, looks into the eyes of each voice, and the precise moment of wake-up begins. Caws, cackles, cooing, haws, hackles, hooting, chides, chirps, chattering, warbling and whistling, quawking and quacking, squawking and spatting, and most important, deep guffaws and chuckles, bird laughter, to tickle ears and smiles of wakies. Rich textures of song and sound, blended rhythms, loud and long, longer and louder, till nothing is left asleep, and there is no doubt the day has begun.